studies concerning who the abusers are, and also in specific situations abound. I'll just quote some of the studies that I came across that had interesting evidence in them. In a 2011 study, Amstetter said that there's some evidence from a small sample of perpetrators who admitted to elder abuse, that these perpetrators of the physical abuse were more likely to have a history of alcohol abuse themselves, and that they were victims of physical maltreatment during their own childhood. Now, in a 1995, Locks and Pillemer identified eight risk factors from the elder abuse literature that they were studying, but they concluded that there were three very important factors that rest with the perpetrator. One of those being, again, substance abuse, mental illness. Another one they found was perpetrator dependency upon the victim and a history of violence or extrafamilial antisocial behavior. Now, there were other risk factors that they found as well. These are more ranging to the, or excuse me, with the victim. Poor health and functional impairment of the victim, cognitive impairment of the victim, shared living arrangements, that means the perpetrator and the victim living together, and external factors causing stress upon both the victim and the perpetrator, and social isolation. A 1998 study done by Rice and Namayish identified more risk factors related to the perpetrator. In fact, they identified several and only two related to the victim. So, for perpetrators in a caregiving relationship with victims, the perpetrator risk factors included, again, substance abuse, mental health disorders, behavioral problems like poor interpersonal relations, mental conflict, family conflict, inexperience or reluctance to perform the caregiving role for the elderly person, and a lack of empathy or understanding for the care recipient. They also cite financial dependence upon the victim as another factor. The last study we're going to talk about is by Cosberg and again by Namayish in 1996. And the characteristics of perpetrators that they identified were substance abuse, mental or emotional illness, lack of caregiving experience, reluctance to do the job, a history of abuse themselves, stress, dependency upon the victim, and a lack of social support. So you can see there's a lot of overlap here concerning the risk factors, concerning the perpetrator's risk factors in an abusive situation.